Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. And I invite you to please rise. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." So far, text. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. A Greek philosopher once said, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Ouch. Whenever I think of this quote, I feel like I've failed my driver's ed written exam all over again. For many people, perhaps most people, it's harder to listen than to talk. We've got not only one, but two ears, and yet it can be so hard to listen. In our text, God calls Samuel, and with Eli's help, Samuel listens. His obedient listening is what we will focus upon today. It is an example of what we do in response to the forgiveness Christ won for us on the cross. Samuel responded and listened in faith, saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Samuel was born to Hannah and Elkanah. Before his birth, Hannah had been unable to conceive a child. She promised the Lord that if she would give her a son, she would give her son back to him to serve him. The Lord answered Hannah's prayer with the miraculous conception of Samuel. After Hannah finished weaning Samuel, she brought him to the temple in Shiloh, to Eli. It was here in Shiloh that Samuel ministered to the Lord in the presence of Eli, the priest. In the service of God, he would have helped perform the duties of the priests and Levites under the supervision of Eli. During this time in Samuel's life, there had been no frequent vision or prophecy by God. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. God used prophets to announce and proclaim his word. Prophecy isn't necessarily about future events. Prophecy is merely God's word spoken or written by a prophet. prophecy was scarce because in those times there was no frequent vision, as well as because the people of Israel had forsaken God's word. This was the time between the judges and Israel's first king. It was a time when everyone did what was right in their own eyes. The Israelites, after finally receiving the promised land, rejected God's word. They followed other false idols. Not only the people of Israel, but also the priesthood was corrupt. Hophni and Phinehas were Eli's wicked sons. They misused their position of priesthood selfishly. They even lay with the women who gathered at the doors of the tabernacle of meeting, which was similar to the pagan prostitutes at other temples. During this period of corruption and idolatry, God called Samuel during the night. Eli had lain down to sleep, and Samuel was on duty in the tabernacle. It sounds like Samuel was sleeping right by the Ark of God, but he actually would have slept in the court. In the court, there were places for priests and Levites to live while serving at the tabernacle. It was there, during the night, that God called Samuel. Samuel said, "Here I am." He ran to Eli, and Eli responded, "I did not call. Lie down again." God called Samuel again. "Samuel." Samuel ran yet again to Eli, saying, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli, with no appearance of frustration, said, "I did not call my son. Lie down again." Why didn't Samuel understand that God was calling him? Our text explains, "No, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." Samuel didn't recognize or understand because he didn't recognize God's voice. He hadn't received a special, immediate call from God before. An immediate call is a call directly from God, while an immediate call is a call from God through means, such as a congregation. I wouldn't know what to make of an immediate call either. I've only been called immediately to serve this congregation as a vicar. But despite Samuel's ignorance, God calls again. And Samuel, still in ignorance, went to Eli. This time Eli realized that God was calling Samuel. Eli said, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" One would imagine that God's voice would be powerful and majestic, unlike anything that we've ever heard before. And yet, when God called Samuel, Samuel didn't even recognize God's voice. God chose to come to him in a quiet, gentle, and persistent voice. Samuel even needed Eli's help to understand that God was calling him. It was Eli, who was so blind that he couldn't see, who helped Samuel realize that God was calling. Samuel then returned to his room, and the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." This time, the Lord came and stood where Samuel was. Samuel responded, "Speak, for your servant hears." he responded in faith. He was only a humble servant who desired to listen to his Lord. His response is a wonderful example for us, as well as the whole church. His words are a wonderful confession of faith. And yet, we have a hard time listening sometimes, even though we have two ears. This is because the sinful nature doesn't listen. As sinners, God's word can seem so boring and irrelevant. It's so easy to forget or even avoid doing our personal and family devotions. There's always something else that needs to be done instead, such as watching TV or spending time on our phones. Even though the word is powerful and we rely upon it for our physical and spiritual life, we often don't show it respect, even in church. Our failure to listen comes from our sinful nature. We're sinners, and we deserve punishment in hell for our sin. But despite our sins, God's word persistently and patiently brings Christ to us. God patiently and gently called Samuel. He also patiently and gently calls us. God calls to us through the word, proclaiming Christ to us and what he has done. Christ came into the world and stood among us to save us. While he lived here upon earth, he listened to the word perfectly in our place. He was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and he proclaimed, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Our Savior listened perfectly to the word all the way to the cross. It was there, on the cross, that he died for you. He paid for your sins. You are forgiven. This is the message that God patiently and gently brings to you every Sunday. You have faith through this word. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. You know that you have faith because you're baptized. God has called you by your name in baptism. Fear not, for I've called you. I've called you by name. You are mine. As baptized children of God, we listen to his word. We say, along with Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." This is what we confess every time we listen to his word in private devotions, gather at church, and participate online. The word proclaims to us what Christ has done, and out of thanks, we live lives of obedient servants. We listen to the word, and then we act. God calls, and we answer. When we listen to the word, we learn how to love God and each other. Samuel's experience of God calling him is different than ours. We're not prophets. We may not necessarily have a divine call to publicly preach and administer the sacraments. But just like Eli, who helped Samuel listen, we can share God's word. God uses us to gently call others living in spiritual darkness with his gentle and yet persistent word. It is in this word that God manifests who he is to everyone. He calls out not only to us, but even the whole world with his gentle and persistent voice of the gospel. The quote, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak," is a good one, even though it's hard to put in practice. Today, God invites you to make use of an even better quote. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Even though our sinful nature refuses to listen, Christ listened perfectly in our place. God calls to you with his persistent and gentle word. Listen. God calls. By his word, he creates faith in your heart. By faith, Samuel listened. By faith, you listen. By faith, we respond to his words. By faith, we say, "Speak, for your servant hears." Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.